This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Well, Election Day in the U.S. is just 4 days away, and as Americans head to the polls, people in other parts of the world are placing bets on who they think is likely to win the White House. While election betting is illegal in the U.S., it's not here in the U.K. So to find out how bookmakers are viewing this election, we called Joe Lee, head of political betting at Paddy Power.
It's safe to say that there's only one candidate that people are interested in, and that's Donald Trump. So approximately 8 out of every 10 bets we've taken in the last 2 months have been on Donald Trump. 4 years ago, Donald Trump obviously knocked over Hillary Clinton in the US election, and people are remembering that. They're remembering the payouts that they had, and they're happy to go again.
So how accurate of an indicator is betting if we compare it to the outcomes of other elections here in the UK, for example? Is it more reliable than polling is?
In 2016, you had Donald Trump in the US election, you had Brexit, and then you had the turn up for Theresa May in the UK general election that she called. And essentially, they were three high profile scenarios that kind of all went against the polls. If you looked at the 650 constituencies in the UK general election and polled those, in all likelihood, about 90% plus of those would be polled correctly. We just got outliers, but very high profile outliers that kind of shaped people's opinion of the difficulty with polls.
And it's not just who's going to win the White House this year. What are some of the most popular bets that people have been placing so far?
A lot of interest in the various states. So Florida currently now has swung back in favor of Donald Trump. And I think there's some indications coming out of Florida that given the pandemic, a lot of people have shifted towards the postal absentee ballot route, and the numbers coming out of Florida are indicating that the Democrats aren't quite as far ahead of the Republicans. And obviously the Republicans are going to, I'd suggest, win on the day in-person voting quite significantly.
Really interesting stuff. Joe Lee from Paddy Power, thanks so much for your time.
That's perfect.